We continue this week with our series following actor and Iraqi war veteran Mark Combs and his good friend and artist Cameron Elias Williams. These young men took off from West Virginia hoping to land on their feet in Los Angeles, the land of supposed abundant creative jobs from their economically depressed home in Appalachia. But they found the dream life in L.A. was a little harder to grasp than expected.
You know, everybody you talk to is like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of places over here to rent. There's a bunch of places over there to rent. But there's really not.
Now they've retreated to Colorado. In this next story, Glynis Board shares why they ventured to Colorado and what they found when they arrived.
Mark and Cameron didn't expect to have to spend so much money when they got to California. They didn't expect to be headed to Denver a week later. And they certainly didn't expect that Denver would push them to breaking points either. Life's full of surprises. But let's catch up. When we last heard from them...
Surprise! We're in Denver. Mile High City. So, basically, Los Angeles didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out this time around. We're gonna reposition ourselves and come back stronger and better, I guess you could say.
Right.
Mark and Cameron got to California in September and left 7 days later, several grand poorer.
You know what? I don't really think it really crossed our minds that, yeah, Cameron and I weren't necessarily, rolling in the money in West Virginia, but we weren't doing bad. But that still meant we were poor as f*** on L.A. standards.
A guy coming to the store today, and he was from L.A., and he was talking about one of his friends that pays $2,500 for a one-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood. And I can guarantee you that house didn't come with a damn refrigerator, because L.A. is just weird like that, and they don't provide fridges for their tenants, and you have to supply your own, which is just, I don't know, it's weird. It's ridiculous.
Cameron and Mark basically pulled Denver out of a hat. They arrived there without much of a plan, much as they did in Los Angeles. But this time, they chose a city where it's not as expensive to live. Instead of $1,600 to $2,000 rent per month, they're looking at $1,200 to $1,500. And unlike L.A., the rental market was far less competitive.
Well, we just found out that we were approved for a place. Thank God we finally found a place. It was beginning to be soul-crushing.
It's going to take a couple months to rebuild, not as long as L.A. because it was just so expensive out there for rent and whatnot, but rent is a lot more feasible here, and, you know, gas is pretty cheap, food isn't expensive.
It feels good knowing that we won't be living in a hotel for very much longer.
Yeah. Living out of our bags.
Well, not that we have much more than what's in our bags.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
They both were able to start working at a pizza place almost as soon as they arrived. That and some loans from friends and relatives got them started. But they didn't have any family in Denver. Not a lot of friends either. So, in the coming weeks and months, loneliness set in. It weighed them down and ate away at their motivation to follow their entertainment dreams. Mark recorded an update again 2 months later in late November.
So, it's Saturday. Just kind of doing some cleaning around the house. Thanksgiving was just a couple days ago. I don't think either of us, it had really hit us as hard as it did maybe like in the days leading up to Thanksgiving, just kind of how alone and tired we are. It's been kind of tough, to be honest. I didn't think I would miss people back home this much, and we were talking on Thanksgiving morning about how just a little over 2 months ago we were on a collision course with becoming homeless. This Thanksgiving, we were just really thankful to have a home and to not be sleeping on the ground in our home anymore, and the fact that we have a couch.
Mark and Cameron did make plans to create a new theater company in Denver. They even talked to friends back home who were really interested in coming to join them, which was encouraging. But unfortunately, it just didn't stick. The day-to-day scramble to stay afloat financially took its toll.
By the time we got here, we were so far behind, owed so many people money, that we just had to constantly work. We couldn't take any jobs that allowed us any time off to be able to go and explore those routes of auditioning for different shows or going and doing stand-up.
I'm an artist. If I'm not creating something, you know, I start to just get really, really on edge and anxious, and I gotta have outlets to, you know, express myself. It's like a form of therapy for me, you know, so.
Not getting to be creative led to some depression. Depression made keeping a job a harder task. Cameron went from delivering pizzas to selling phones. Mark went through several jobs over the course of a few months. Pizza, UPS, a solar startup, a deli. And none of it really provided a living wage.
I have $9 on a credit card. Cameron has a maxed out credit card and one debit card that's in the red and another that's got a zero balance.
It would be nice to report that things got better or easier, that Mark and Cameron find their footing, but that's not what happens next. Not yet. First, things had to get worse.
Like, I've never kind of been in a situation where I hoped somebody OD'd, but I don't know if I could take another suicide.
That's next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Glynis Board.
You can hear the last installment of Mark Combs' Struggle to Stay story in 2 weeks right here on Inside Appalachia. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, wvpublic.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you can help others discover the podcast by simply rating the podcast and writing a review. And thanks.